Kumlan Rabat Gemara, we're beginning now the seventh Perek Ketzad Tzeilin in Masechta Pesachim. So, now we've talked about bringing the Korban Pesach during the week and on Shabbos. Now, what's the next step? We have to roast the Korban Pesach. And the question is how we do that. We learned a long time ago it has to be roasted, not cooked. And no other method. The only method is roasting. So, Ketzad Tzeilin Es HaPesach. How do we roast the Korban Pesach? They bring Shpud Shel Rimon. They bring a spit using wood from a pomegranate tree. Specifically so, as the Gemara will explain why. You take that spit and you put it through its mouth. Ad Beis Nekuvasa. And it comes out on the other end. Through the anus. And you sort of have the head facing a little bit downwards. And the spit is a bit thicker where it goes through the mouth so that it doesn't fall down. The noisen as krov, as bnei meyev, you take the knees and you take the intestines and the toichai, and you leave them all inside the animal itself. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili, this was Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So he said that you put the legs and you put all the innards inside. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Then what happens is that the legs and the innards, which are not in direct contact with the fire, but they're inside, they're cooking rather than roasting. That's more like cooking. You let the legs hang outside, so everything comes in contact directly with the fire, that's how they cook. You do not roast the Pesach, not on a metal spit, and veloi ala askla, and nor on a plate, on a tray, and we'll see later talking about a tray, we'll see the kind of tray we're talking about. Amr Abtzadik says, Maise Berangmil, there was an incident Berangmil, Shomul Tevi Avdi, he said to his servant Tevi, which we come across him quite often, say, Vitzalalonas at Pesach, I want you to go ahead and roast the Pesach, Allah Askala, I want you to roast the Pesach on this tray. Now, is the Gemara bringing a story to disprove what we just said a minute ago, that you should not roast on a tray, or what's the Gemara trying to say? What's the Mishnah trying to say? We'll discuss the Gemara later. Says the Gemara, why is it that the spit has to be made out of wood? V'neisah shel matchil, what's wrong with having a metal spit? Answers the Gemara, we have a rule which we learn from here, which is, Aidi decham miktsase cham kulay. Metal is a conductor of heat. So if you're using a metal spit, if the outside metal comes in contact with fire and gets very hot, the heat travels throughout, which means that internally, the animal that's sitting around the metal is heating up, not directly from the fire outside, but from the hot metal. So it's called a cooking. Ukamatvi, therefore, what's happening is, it turns out to be that it is actually roasting. Machmas hashpud, it's the metal, the hot metal, that's causing it to roast. And that is forbidden. Brachmanamah, there's a clearly tzli eish. The Torah says it has to be roasted from fire, but not from anything else. B'nei shel dekel, okay, it has to be wood. Wood is not a conductor of heat, but why dafka pomegranate? Why not from palms? So we answer, Aidi di isle shive. We said the problem with pomegranate, because it has these holes in them, these slits in them, mapik maya, when it gets very hot, water, bubbles of water start coming out, and therefore the meat that comes in direct contact with those with that water, the havikim avushal, will be parts of the meat that is cooked rather than roasted. And again, it sweats, and that's no good. Said the Gemara, v'neisa shaltein, this will bring from a fig. I did a mechalcha, because it is very tender. Then, mapig maya, again, water will come out, it sweats, and then the meat that's in contact with that will be cooking. Ba'avalekim avushal is like cooking. Nu v'neisei, so there are other trees perhaps that we can bring. Bring shel aloin, bring from a tree called shacharuf, from a carob, shesik, from a sycamore. Aloin, I'm not exactly sure what country that is. So my answer is, all of these trees, I did the East Bay Kitcher, they all have knots on them. So, and therefore it can't be a spit with a knot. It'll rip through the animal. So what you do is you have to smooth out the stick. So what you do, when you cut off those knots, water will come out from underneath those knots. Mapping Maya, water will come out. Nu shalimanami is bikitri, so a pomegranate tree also, you know, their spits, you know, the wood also has knots in them you have to cut off. So we answer, she kitre. Their knots are smooth. You don't have to cut off the knots, because the knots themselves are very smooth. Uriboy Seima, oh, I can tell you, we're talking about Beganva Bashasa. we're talking about that Begavna Shat was only a year old, the Lesbikitre. We're talking about, when we say the pomegranate tree, we're talking about a very young pomegranate tree, which, so the kitre, the knots haven't yet formed on the sticks. I think, what about Ika Bay Piske, but when you cut off at the end, the spit that you're using, you had to cut off from a branch. So from wherever you cut it off, water will emanate, will exude from there. So we answer, the mapikla be puskila bar. You make sure that where you cut off is sticking outside of the animal, so any water that escapes from there falls down to the ground and does not come in contact with the animal. So the animal itself is not cooking. Says the Gemara, Masnissen, it would appear that our Mishnah, the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda, does not conform with Rabbi Yehuda. The time we learn, Rabbi Yehuda says, he says, Kishem Sheshput Shal Eitz, Eina Nisiv. He says, just like a spit made out of wood, L'chayda, you would think that it would catch on fire. It does not catch on fire. And, you put it use as a spit, it does not catch on fire. Why? Because the sheep protects it. Make sure that the wood doesn't get burnt. So too, Kach Shput Shal Matches, so too, a metal spit, Eina Martiach. He doesn't believe in this chamik tzatzah chamkulay, so the section of the spit that's inside the lamb will not get hot. Just like the lamb protects the wooden spit that's inside it that shouldn't catch on fire, so to protect the metal doesn't get hot. Amrulay, and therefore according to him, you could use a metal spit. Amrulay, the rabbi said to him, no, zeh chamik tzatzah zeh chamkulay. Zeh chamik tzatzah chamkulay. The wood, the heat doesn't travel. It's not a conductor of heat, but the metal, chamik tzase, chamkula, and the heat will travel across it, therefore you cannot use a metal spit. Okay, setting my further. Setting my further. Tanya, we learn, Rabbi Shmuel, but Shavanois and his krav, you take the legs and you place them inside, according to Rabbi Yisrael Gluli, it gives you them outside. So you have two Tanaim who describe it, and from the way they describe it, we can see like who they hold. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Kareh Rabbi Shmuel says he describes the activity of the roasting of the lamb for Pesach, tuch tuch. He says that what's happening inside sounds like tuch tuch. Whenever you cook something, you boil in the pot, the water starts to bubble and it makes the sound, tuch tuch, it pops up. So too, because the legs are inside the animal, he holds the legs are inside the animal, so he describes it as if it's tuch tuch, as if it's cooking inside. And that's all right, because that's how it's meant to be, that part of the animal. Tarfon, he would call it kore, he would call it gedi, a goat mikulis, that has a hat, like a copper hat on it. In other words, he learned, like Rabbi Akiva, that the legs were outside, and they took the legs and wrapped it around the sheep, and before it's as if the sheep's head had a helmet on it. And well, that's what he did, he tied the legs around the head. Talking about being learned. Ezek di Mekulis, what is this kind of goat? We say, you're not allowed to eat in your own house a goat that is, you're not allowed to replicate the activities of the Beis HaMikdash because it looks like you're eating kochim b'chutz. So you're not allowed to have a goat or a sheep that is roasted on a spit on Pesach by night, and we call it a Gedi Mekulis. Gedi Mekulis means like a helmet because that's how they did it then. They wrapped the legs around the head. Ezehu Gedi Mekulis. What kind of goat is it that has a helmet? The Oso Lecho B'Leil Pesach. You're not allowed to eat on the night of Pesach B'Zman Hazeh. Today's times. In today's times. call anywhere. Now we learned already before in Mokum Shinogu, you're not allowed to eat any roast. But not every member only in Mokum Shinogu. In a place where they don't have this minik. So the only thing you're not allowed to eat is if it's exactly identical to the Korban Pesach. So what's considered identical to Korban Pesach? Kol shetzoli, if you roast it, kule ke'echad, the entire sheep, a whole sheep in its entirety. If you cut, if you just roast parts in a meat, you have a pot roast, whatever it is, it's not a problem. According to if you don't have the minik of not eating roast, which we do have the minik, but if you don't have that minik, then you're allowed to eat any kind of roast on Pesach night, except if it looks like the Korban Pesach, which means an entire lamb or entire goat. What about nechtech mimenu aver? If one limb was already missing, that's not how the Korban Pesach was. You already deviated from that, and therefore you're not aver. Or nishlik mimenu aver, you cooked one aver. Now we understood right now is you cut off the aver and you cooked it in a pot. So Gemara doesn't understand. Ain't like dimagulus. It's no longer a goat that has the helmet because it's not exactly the same. Ask them, I don't understand. The only way to cook it is by cutting it off first. But you already stated that if you cut off a limb, there's no problem of tzili. So what do you have to tell me if then you proceed to cook it, there's no problem of tzili, even if you don't cook it, if it stays, it remains raw? Hash to yesh lemenechtem and even another. You told if you cut off one aver. Afagav the komatfilei bahadeh, even if you roast it together. Amrit, you told me loi. You told me it's not a problem because it's not identical to the way the Korban Pesach was. So nishlak m'boy, you got to tell me if you then take that limb and you boil it up, that you know you're not over. Of course you're not over. Even prior to that, you already weren't over because you cut the limb off. So the Gemara, Amrit Abshesi, we're talking about Shosholkum Mechuber. We're giving you two options here. If you cut one limb off, or if even if you lift the limb up, and while it was attached, first you boiled it before you roasted the entire sheep, even though it's attached, and you're going to roast it afterwards, it's no longer considered tzli esh. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, hi, mulyasa is a filling. So if, let's say, you stuff, like, you know, you stuff a brisket. So if, let's say, he said, if you go ahead and you stuff an animal with raw meat and you didn't salt it, so l'chayde, when you're cooking this animal, blood will come out of the raw meat that's inside, and then the outer animal will absorb it. So isn't that a problem? Blood mahatayde is asr only if it moves from its original place. If it's still in its original place, it's not asr. No, you're allowed to eat raw meat mahatayde without salting it because the blood is still in the original place. So l'chayde over here, when you're going to boil up the outer meat and the inner meat there, the blood starts coming out. You never salted it. Its blood will come out of the meat into the larger animal. What a hamul, you said. So Rabba says, Shari is permitted, even though you didn't cook the meat beforehand. Why? How can you do that? The outer animal is absorbing the blood. Just like it gets absorbed through the heat, you know, the outer animal is absorbing the blood from the inner stuffing through the heat, so too the blood will come out of the outer animal by the same heat. The way it absorbs it, kach polta, it exudes it. And by tzli, you don't have to salt so much because that tzli, the fire extracts the blood. Big machlekes are shining, like Rashi tells right here. According to Rashi, even for tzli, for roasting, you don't have to salt it that much, but you have to salt it a little bit. It's called melicha k'tzli, a much lesser amount of salt than you need for any other activity. Tzli holds for tzli, you don't have to do any salting whatsoever. The fire is much stronger than the salt, and it takes out all the blood. So it comes that Rabba holds kibbutz karpota, and the Baya seems to disagree. Name of Messayele, let's bring a proof to support Rabba. It says in our mission, Nisus Krod, name of Teicha, according to Rabbi Zaglili, you can place everything inside the sheep and go ahead and roast it. Now, the question is, how can you roast it? But the blood from the legs is going to go inside the outer sheep that's encircling it, that's enveloping it, and you have a problem of having blood that wasn't salted. My time alive must be Mishun Amin. We say, just like the outer animal absorbs the blood from that meat because of the heat, it'll exude it because of the heat. Amri, we say, shiny horse, that's no proof. You know, because the way you took the spit, it was not horizontal, it was actually on an angle. And so therefore the blood runs out. So even if you don't hold Kabbalah Karpotai, and you know, there's blood coming into the animal, but because it's facing downwards, the blood will run out. Because you have the opening of where you shechted, and over there it's hollow, the big holder, is made of a daivai. So therefore that it will drop, it will, any blood coming out will drip down because of the angle that it is facing. Yeah. Says the Gemara, name of Sayyid, I'll bring another proof. I'll bring another proof to Rabba, this concept of Kabbalah Karpotai. We learned Halev, the heart. The Halev has like a bank, a little vestibule there, and there the blood sits. You have a pocket with blood sitting there. Halev, the heart. You have to first rip it apart, umaitse as domai, and take out all his blood. So that blood can pour out before you do anything else. What about loy kore? Let's say you didn't cut it, you didn't rip it open. Kore l'acha b'shuli, you rip it open after you cooked it. And right now we think cooking means grilling. So there's blood sitting there in this cavity. It's still sitting the whole time you grilled. You just, after you grilled it, you open it up and you let it come out. Umut is mutter. Now, the question is, since the blood is sitting there, while you're roasting it, it's getting absorbed in the outer meat. So, why are you allowed to eat at all the heart? Must be that since the heat is causing the blood to be absorbed in the heart, it also causes the blood to be exuded from the heart. So, we see, keboilei kach pote. My time is in the reason, exactly like Rabbi said. So, we answer again, shiny lave. A heart is very different. Why is that? The shia, a heart, is very smooth. And because the heart is very smooth, therefore, it doesn't absorb any of the blood whatsoever. And we're talking about cooking. So we're talking about a heart. Is that you didn't rip it open. You should have ripped it open. The blood is sitting there in the cavity, and you cooked the whole thing. You're allowed to eat it because the heart does not attract any of that blood. It's smooth. So the mother of a harovin sava tafle ahiba goizla. We have a case where Ravi, the older man, Tafle, he breaded this chicken. The Rav, he once breaded this bird for Rav, and then he roasted it. Amalei, he said, and this is what Rav said. You know, he didn't salt it, or according to Rav, he salted a little bit, and he made it for Rav, a delicacy. So Rav said, he made a comment, he said, if it tastes good, taste it first. If the breading made it taste better, this particular, you know, bar goizel, goizel zadov, if it's better, then havli veichel, give me some and I'll eat it as well. Now, l'choyd, how can you eat it? They didn't salt it. You're allowed to eat grilled meat even though you didn't salt it because the blood goes out. But now that the breading around it absorb the blood. If you don't believe in keboilei kach pote, there must be blood inside that breading. How can he eat that coating that he put on it? One answer is that ahi besmida de mafri. No, we're talking about over here like a thick breading, and it doesn't really cleave that well to the meat, and it breaks off easily. And because it breaks off easily, any liquid blood that would have been there would have dropped right out. It's as if it was directly from the meat above the thigh. There was nothing in between because this particular breading falls apart. It's not very good breading. It falls right apart. Says the Gemara. So we're talking about over here is that this is actually, according to Rashi, this is flour of Salis, which is very, very fine flour. And therefore, you need thicker flour to make breading, and this very fine flour doesn't really serve as a good coating. Easily breaks apart. So once came to the house of the Reish Galusa, the Tofu Lebar Avza, and they went ahead and they also breaded for him a goose. And Amman, he just said what he said. E loide chazisi the zig kezuzah chivra. If I don't see it to be transparent, translucent, like a clear glass, in other words, I don't see any taint of red who at all, then I'll eat it. But otherwise, if I see the slightest taint of red, I will not eat it. Now, if you can tell me, if you believe in the concept, now we're asking a question, if you believe in what the Rabbi said, just like the breading absorbed the blood, it also exudes it from this fire. Who cares if he sees a drop of red? Who said it's blood? Maybe it's a gravy, something else. My idea, kizi, why does it have to be transparent? I feel like lo izig nami, even if it's not totally transparent. Zig is like glass. Even if it's not totally transparent like glass, nami, you also should be able to eat it. But it's not blood, because all the blood escaped according to you. Kibbutz HaKarpot, it's something else. It's the gravy, it's whatever. Saying, what a hossam over there. They were talking about a different kind of flour. What are we talking about? We're talking about bechivart. We're talking about it was white flour. And this flour is much thicker. And it's not soilless. It's much thicker flour. So the breading is like a cake and it stays there. And therefore, the traps in the blood, even though normally we say kebele karpote, nevertheless, this traps in the blood. And the shodim, and which liver is like solid and does not allow the blood to escape. So therefore, Rava says, the only time I'll eat it is if I can see it translucent and there's nothing, no sign of red whatsoever. Otherwise, I won't eat it. The hilchos and the laws are three kinds of flour. The smida, if that very fine flour that breaks apart and therefore says if non-existent, bain as maybe nothing, whether it's, even if it's red, shariah is permitted, could we say kibbutz, the karpote, all the blood that was absorbed in the flour, escaped the flour, and even if it's a little bit red, we'll say it's not blood. This red is not blood, even though you think it's blood, it's not blood. Because everything, kibbutz, the karpote, and the bread is not solid enough to hold anything back. Dichivarta, if it's the white one, we just said that, that serves as a cake, and it does trap the blood in. So then, like Rava says, e zig kizuza chivra. If I see it's translucent, there's not a drop of red there, Shaya will eat it, and yiloy us, it's us. Abishar kamachi, all other kinds of flour, all other kinds made of bread. So then it depends. Asmik, if it is mamish red, then us is blood. Loy asmik, even though it's a little bit of sign of red, but if it's not totally red, then shadi. It's not like this other white thing that we just said, the chivarta, that traps in the blood. Then the slightest red, we know it's blood. Here, it doesn't really trap in. It's thicker than fine flour, but not as thick as this chivarta. So therefore, it depends. If it's totally red, it's blood. If it's a little bit of red, we'll say it's some of the gravy, something else. It's not the blood itself. Says the Gemara, this particular filling, we had a machlek, is not between Rabba and Abaya. Rabba said, if you filled it with raw meat, it's not a problem, though you didn't salt it, or salt it very little, it's not a problem, because kibbole got absorbed in the outer meat, but then kipakach proto, you got exuded the same way. Rabaya doesn't hold of that. Says the Gemara as follows. The one who said, Hi, Mulya said, this filling, man, the asa, Rabbaya said it's forbidden because the blood exudes from the inner, you know, raw meat and goes into the outer animal. I feel a pumla tachas, even if facing downwards. Even facing downwards, the blood can escape. He still holds asa because some blood had to get absorbed in the lamb that's around it and it would be asa, in the animal around it, and it would therefore would be asa. However, Uman the Shodi Rabbah who said permitted kibbole kapote, I feel the pumel ill, even if it's facing upwards, so there's no way that it can escape through the passage. It gets absorbed in the animal around it. Doesn't matter because it got exuded from there as well. Is that feel the pumel ill? It doesn't matter. Hilchasa Mulyaisa Shodi looks like Rabbah that kibbole kapote, I feel the pumel ill, even if it's facing upwards, if it's, you know, it's like sort of vertically upwards. And even though it's not, it's because even though there's no way for the blood to escape through any of the openings, it nevertheless permitted because kibbole. And it got absorbed in the outer meat, kach pelte. And the heat of the fire extracts all the blood. Says the Gemara, there's three things. Umtza, which is raw meat. And we'll see in a minute what these things are. Umtza, in the case of raw meat. And in the case where it's very red, for example, maybe a vein got cut or something, so it's very red. And beye, or testicles from a male animal. Again, that is very red, so maybe the vein got cut there. Or mizike, the arteries around the heart. Where you know your shechte, which again is very red, is pligibo. There's an argument, you know, acher avino. We're going to argue if you didn't salt it, you just place it directly on kol. Whether we can assume that all the blood escaped, you're talking about there's a lot of excessive amount of blood here, or not. And the Gemara says like this, the Chol HaTeira Kula, throughout the entire Shas, whenever there's an argument between Rav Ach and Ravina, Rav Ach is always lechumra, is always stringent, and Ravina is always lekula, Ravina is always lenient. As a rule, Rav Ach is always strict, and Ravina is always lenient. Even though sometimes we say, you know, one person said this, one person said that, you can rest assured, Rav Ach is the one who's stringent, and Ravina is the one who's lenient. However, and Allah is always like Ravina lekula. But Lebar Mahani Thlas, on these three cases of Umtza, Bey, and Mizike, they are Rav Achaz Lekula, and Ravina Lechumra, and Hichach Rav Ach Lekula. As if to say, the reason why we paskin like Ravina all the time is not because it's Ravina. It's because whoever's Mekul, that's what the Halach is like. So we start going through the three cases. Hay Umtza, this red meat, this meat that became totally red, Chotchei, if you cut it, Umolchei, and you salted it, Afilu Ligdeida, you're allowed to even cook it, Shadi, you're allowed to even cook it. You know, even though it had an excessive amount of blood, if you just salted it, you can, and usually cooking is a bit more problem. Nevertheless, you're allowed to cook it because the salting extracted all the blood. Okay, fair enough. What do you call it? Shavdei Bishpudei, if you placed it in a spit, Shadi is permitted. Why? Because Mediv Daiv. Again, all the blood would have exuded. And Rashi says it again. We're talking about, you remember grilling according to Rashi, you always have to put a little of salt. Titzliya, you know, like baked liver according to Rashi, put a little bit of salt before you grill it. Taisa says, no, you don't have to. Grilling is much better. Taisa holds you a lot. Taisa says, you're allowed to grill liver and then cook it afterwards because the grilling takes away all the blood in a way, even more than salt. Okay. If you placed it directly on the coal, here pligi bara b'acharavin. Here there's an argument of acharavin. If you placed it directly in the coal, because there's a lot of blood here, what happens? Chadam, one of them says chad osa. One of them says it's forbidden. We'll soon see why. V'chad shodi, one of them permits it. Manda osa, the one that says that it is forbidden. Why does he hold that it's forbidden? Because he says matzmis samis. It actually seals when you put the meat directly into the coal. In a way, it sort of seals it. And therefore, the blood gets absorbed in it. And literally, matzvot sometimes means it shrinks. And therefore, clogs up all the holes, the escape holes, and therefore, the blood gets absorbed in it, and it's asa. Well, man the shayiv, when it permits it, says, mishiv shayiv. He holds that, no, the heat of the coal draws out the blood. And therefore, it's permitted. And in this case of achad, one was lenient, and halachah like him. The hichas of mishiv shayiv, it draws it out. Likewise, in a similar case, beyi, eggs. Chatchinu, they sliced it open, and mochinu, you salted it. Afid look data, you're allowed to go ahead and cook it. Shadyin, if you placed it, shadyin is permitted. What about tolinu, bishpuda? What happens? You go ahead and you put on a spit. Shadyin, again, it is permitted. Made the dive, or the blood is exuded. Our question is the same argument. Achtinu agumre, you place it directly on the coal. These testicles is pli b'ravacharavina. Chad osa, chad shori. Mandas, one says osa is matz mitzomi, it shrinks up, it shrivels up. Mandas shori, one permits it is mishiv shayiv. He says that the fire draws out the blood. Chain likewise, in the last case, mizike, we have veins around the neck, or an arteries around the neck of veins. Chotche, again, it's a lot of blood, excess amount of blood. You cut it open, molche, and you salted it. I feel good. You might even go ahead and cook it. Because cooking takes out whatever it is, but there's no blood left. Talye bishpuda, you put it, you suspend it on a spit. Beis ha-shchita l'satoi. If you put it on a spit, if you have the opening of the shchita facing downwards, and again, shodi, it's permitted. Why? Because made of doyiv, the blood runs out. If you place it directly on the coal, what is the effect of the coal? Because it's sitting directly on the coal. Chad osa, one of them, manda osa, matz mitzami, it shrivels up, manda shari, mishiv shayiv, it draws it out. Hilchasa, in all these cases where a lenient mishiv shayiv, it draws it out. So these three machleksin are actually really the same principle. What happens when you place it on coal? We're talking about cases where there's an excessive amount of blood. Says the Gemara. Hi, umtza, this piece of raw meat, the asmi, this raw meat that is very red, chalye asa. So if you go ahead and you cook it, it's fats that comes out of it when you cut it. Let's say you cut the meat and some juice comes out of it. It's asa. That's one pshat and ashi. Another pshat and ashi is if you put it into vinegar after you grilled it, you put it into vinegar and then it attracts more blood from this meat. You grilled it, but now some more blood comes out. And the question is, can you eat that gravy? Do we say that it's blood there or not? So, if it's all red, then it is awesome. Then beloyasmik. If the meat did not turn all red, in other words, it's not an excessive amount of blood, then chal yeshari, any fat that comes out, any gravy that comes out is permitted, and even though it might be a little bit red, we don't say that it's blood. We just say that's the gravy that's coming out of the meat. Yeah. Rabbeinu says, I feel last week, even if it didn't turn red, nami chal yeshari. If the fat is aser. Why? EF shit, it's impossible. The less lay should I could dumb. It's impossible, it doesn't have a little blood left over on it, so therefore it is forbidden. So think about Omar lay my bar memas, the son of a memas said, Ravashi, Abi, no, my father, Megamea legmue, he used to swallow the gravy that came from the meat after it was salted. And you know, you cut open and you let the blood come out and so on. Igadami Ravashi said, Gupve Megamele Gmui. Ravashi himself, not the my father, Almeima, but Ravashi himself did Amale Mabar Ravashi, Abba, my father, Hai Chola. My father, this particular vinegar, if you put in there a roast, let's say, into the vinegar to take out whatever residue of blood there was, he would not, Chodazina, he did one, Sulay Tani Cholabe. He would never repeat again the exercise of putting into the vinegar again. Why? Because the vinegar no longer had the capacity to draw out any of the blood. So I understand why. He said, why is it you're telling me that the second time it wouldn't do and the first time is better? Even the very first time, the chaltine bay, it's weak, and yet the chaltine bay, and yet you put inside vinegar in there. So the answer, awesome over the isilakiyua, there's a certain acid, there's a certain sharpness there, and therefore it takes out any blood. Here, the second time around, there's nothing left there at all. Okay, the Mishnah says you don't roast a Pesach. Then we brought a story on a tray, and then we brought a story that Rav Gamliel told Tevi Zaver to do it. So what's Gemara trying to say? Gemara wants to know quickly. Ma'isa Lista, you're bringing a story to disprove what the Mishnah said. First, he said don't put it on the tray, the current Pesach, and then you tell me that he did. So Moshe says a couple of words are missing. This is what you say. But if there are holes in the literally holes all over the. The tray, the mutter to permit it. Why? Because any all the blood will escape. It's no longer considered as if you are cooking. It's only considered as if you're cooking. to prove that, those words are missing in the Mishnah. You now have a sealed tray, because then it's like cooking, and it's the heat of the tray that's heating up the thing. But if it's full of holes, then it's not the heat of the tray. The fire is going right through the holes, and that's what's cooking or grilling. Roasting the Pesach. Go roast the Pesach. Allah ask him the kevis on this tray that's full of punctures. And it's not a problem. Okay, we'll stop here.